Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. I'm in the Big House studio. Gabe, I bet sometimes they wonder when we say the Big House, are these guys, are they recording from prison?
Some people may think that it's the Big House. Yeah. Other people have been around maybe a little bit, but there's a couple of Big House terms that
you can use. Right. When we moved from our original place on the same property right here on Interstate 40, they say one of the busiest highways in the world. If you're wondering where we're at, if you look at the map, we're halfway between Amarillo, Texas, and Oklahoma City. We're just 26 miles from the Texas line. And so when we moved from our original place out here, we have 100 acres right on Interstate 40, to the new building, and we had our first service in the Big House the first Sunday of 2008. We might as well just give everybody a personal invite if you're, because a lot of people are up and down Interstate 40. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually about 3 miles east of the town of Sayre, Oklahoma, and about 10 or 12 miles west of Elk City, Oklahoma. And if you're coming this way, you ought to stop by and see us. Yeah.
Well, A.T., we've had some good discussions here about hearing God. We've been getting pretty deep on how to hear, things to prepare your heart to get ready to hear God.
Yes.
What to do with it. We haven't really talked much about when you hear it, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Which we will get to, but yeah. I think for now, today, it's when God is silent. Are you being punished? Some of those things are, is there a reason he's silent for you to press in further? Some of those things about hearing God are important, even though he is silent.
God can be silent sometimes. I want to just jump back about 30 seconds there and say, too, that we've talked about hearing God for several episodes, Gabe. And one of the reasons for that is we want to strip down the mystique. We want to make it as simple as possible. Because maybe your average guy out there that doesn't go to church, when they hear someone talking about hearing God, they automatically think that we're talking about hearing the audible voice of God. And we've addressed that before. I've never heard the audible voice of God. I know people who have. I believe they have. He's a father. He wants to speak to his kids. And so we want to make it as simple as possible because we believe around here that it's really important to learn how to discern the voice of God. And like you said, we're going to get to along the way here. What do you do? What do you do with what you hear from the Lord? So we agreed, both of us agreed that after our podcast last time, that we should talk a little bit about what happens. It seems like God is silent. And because I've gone through a few seasons like that, I remember the very first time that I experienced that, I had learned early on that God does speak, and I'd had the real benefit of being around a group of guys, men, families that knew about hearing the Lord. And of course, I didn't really have any reference for that at the start. So early on, I made it a priority in my life to hear the Lord. And I've said this over and over again. I hope it doesn't get redundant. But for me, more often than not, it's the still, small voice of God, that voice that you hear in your mind, but you hear it, but you don't hear it, if that makes any sense. And God has all kinds of ways of talking to us, speaking to us, and we've addressed a lot of those things. But I went through a time where it just didn't feel like I was hearing the Lord at all. A friend of mine asked me, he said, how are you doing? I said, I'm not doing very good. He said, why is that? I said, I don't feel like I'm hearing the Lord. He said, you know what that is, don't you? And I said, no, I don't have any idea what that is. And he said, sometimes God will withdraw the tangible evidence of his presence and his voice. Let me say, too, there that the Bible says that God will never, he says himself, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So he's there, whether we sense it, whether we tell that or not. He said that sometimes God will withdraw the tangible evidence of his presence and he will be silent to cause you to draw near to him. So I thought, like a lot of people think, what have I done? Something's wrong. I'm not doing something right. Did I do something? Is there some kind of sin I'm aware of or not aware of that might have happened? And turns out it's okay to do that kind of inventory in your life, okay? But I just don't think the Father operates like that. I'm still learning how he operates, right? But I think a lot of times, and I get this a lot from people, and a lot of times it's from people whose relationship with the Lord is not very deep, and we're all deepening in our relationship with the Lord. What I found is the deeper my relationship goes with the Father, the simpler the relationship gets. What I would say to the person who says, have I done something wrong? Because I experience that. Is God punishing me? Is he quiet because I've done something wrong? And I think most of the time, that's not the case. And I think my friend and the advice he gave me was really good. So there have been a number of times down through the years where it felt like that God was silent. And so when that happens, I think it'd be a good place here to say this too. Jesus said, my sheep know me and they hear my voice. And we talked about not all the ways because it's unlimited, but we talked about a lot of the ways that we can hear the Lord. Let's not forget, and we've already addressed it, so we don't have to visit very long, but let's not forget that God does speak to us through the written word. Maybe that silence is to drive us back to the word. That's good advice for me. It's good advice for anybody. So there are times that he's silent, but let's put away the idea that God's punishing you and he's not talking to you because he's mad at you or something like that.
I think a lot of people translate that to, you walk in the house, let's say you're a kid, you walk in the house and your father, your dad, you can tell he's mad because he ain't said anything to you. Naturally, you feel like he's mad at you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And so the translation of the father wanting you to press in into the Bible, maybe driving you back into the Bible, some of those things, it just seems like we translate a lot of things to the earthly comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it even says his ways are way bigger than our ways.
That's right.
And our thinking, it is so small compared to what his big thinking is and for us. And it just feels like the Father, we can't compare. We just can't use those comparisons.
Yeah.
Now, there is comparisons to go, I'm the Father at my house.
Uh-huh.
I feel like my decisions, like you said, my decisions are going to be the best for my family if I'm listening to the Father. Really, the comparisons are, you can't put the comparisons together with your Father and the Father.
There is some
you can.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
As we grow and deepen in our relationship with the Father, these are some of the things that we begin to understand that God's, even if we have messed up somewhere, he still wants to talk to us. And maybe in those times, he wants to talk to us more often. I think one of the things, Gabe, too, is when we set aside a time for the Lord, and we've talked about the value of that, but when we set aside a time for the Lord, I think it's important and would help people to know that, and these are things that we've learned along the way, is when we go to the Lord and we have that time, let's don't go looking for something. We got all these things we'd like to hear the Lord on. Let's don't go looking for something. Let's go looking for him. I think you go looking for him and you get those things. I've said it before. The real prize, the thing to really be had when we take some time for the Lord, the thing to be had is not the things that God gives. The real prize is just him and his presence. There's nothing like the presence of God. And it's there for you. If you're listening, it's there with you, around you, right at this very moment. Whether you can feel it or sense it or not, he's there. My prayer is I want to be more sensitive and more aware of God's presence. And just the thought of that will help you do it. Just thinking that will help you do it. So that's really been on my mind a lot lately. When he's silent like that, it may feel like when you're with the Lord in that time and you don't feel like you're hearing anything, which I don't think that's rare. I think there are times you just enjoy his presence and it may feel like nothing's happening, but it is. Something's happening in you.
So is it natural to just respond? You're not hearing. You've got some sort of natural response. You go, I need to do something. Maybe I need to read my Bible. Maybe I need to. You try to find, as a human being, as a human hardwire, you try to find some way to respond to go, if I'm not doing something right, or I'm not hearing the Lord when I'm sitting in my quiet time, because I've heard him every time I've sat here in this quiet time, and now it's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like naturally you should go, I need to change it up.
Yeah.
It seems like
that. And maybe you do need to change it up.
Yeah.
Maybe there is something different. Again, now we're talking about this stuff, but we don't consider ourselves experts on this at all. We're learners. We're learning as we go, and we're getting better at hearing the Lord. The ability to hear the Lord, it grows as our relationship with him grows and deepens. those who really hear the Lord good are those who are consistently doing the things that we're talking about. It's not just a time here or here and there. And I hope that what people get out of this is not just something I do. I go to the Lord and give him some time when I really need to know something. Because what I found out is when I'm really in a place where I really need to hear the Lord on something, I have a harder time really hearing God than at other times. I've learned for me that I'm just going to the Lord with no agenda and just telling him, Lord, I don't know anything. I'm not here for anything. I'm just here for you.
Simplify it.
Yeah.
Simplify
it. I think he likes that. I think he likes that. This is, again, one of those things that may or may not apply across over every time. But if someone come to you and they've consistently come, and every time they come to you, they ask you for something. What does that do to you?
It makes me want to go.
Here he comes again.
I'm not going to answer the phone, or I'm not going to be here or something. Yeah. Eventually it gets to that point.
Yeah. It could get to that point. Now, again, God's ways are higher than our ways. I don't know if that's one of those things that crosses over every time or not, but it doesn't hurt us at all to think about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you just come, every time you come, you're wanting something. I'm coming to give my time, my life. Let your bodies be a living sacrifice. I'm just coming. And like I've said before, my list of things I need to hear the Lord on is a pretty good sized list most of the time. My list to hear the Lord on gets trimmed back a lot if I just come with no agenda and not pressing those things. And God's just really good because the word says that he knows what we need. He knows what we need before we ask. Now, he does like us to ask, because when we ask, you might wonder about that verse. Now, I don't have the reference for that. The God knows what we're going to say even before we say it, before mm-hmm. we pray it. And you wonder, why do we have to ask? I believe that is to nurture our faith, because when we ask, you know, when you pray, and you're asking for things, you're asking for something you don't have. You're mm-hmm. asking someone you can't see for something you don't have.
A total faith ask.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Faith
it's,
ask.
It's, see, that, and that's what God is doing, is nurturing our faith. He doesn't push, but he's pulling us all the time into a deeper place with him.
Faith and asking, and some of that we'll get into some more down the podcast, because there's so many areas of this. We've got a lot more coming up. We've got more about hearing God coming up on the next podcast. So you guys, you know what I liked? I just felt like this morning, AT, that there's people out there that we know that are maybe even listening that have set and struggled to hear the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I say struggled, like you said, don't know how, mm-hmm. don't know what to do. Maybe they just need some prayer. I thought maybe we just pray for them a little bit. Just give them a little prayer before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Just pray for the Father to talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah, get your focus on the Lord if you're listening. And let me just pray for us all. So, Father, I just thank you that the things that we've said today, I believe these are things that are in your heart for people. Now, anything that I've said or Gabe said today that's not in your heart for us, Lord, let everyone listening forget that within the next 10 seconds. Let them forget that. But things that we've said that you would want to burn into their spirit, Lord, I just pray that you'd make that a part of them, Lord. We just know, God, that you want to speak to us. You're a father. You're a better father than we are. We want to talk to our kids, but you are a better father than us. So we know you want to speak to us, and we have all these things that we need to hear you on. But Lord, we just all agree that the real prize is not all the stuff. The real prize is just you. So I just pray that we learn how to deal with the distractions. We learn to understand that we're not under some kind of condemnation, or you're not mad at us in those times when you're silent. And Lord, we just look forward to the things that you do say to us, and we value and treasure those things, and we just give you praise. So Lord, I just pray right now that by your Spirit, that you'd turn everyone's heart to you. You'd help them to be better at hearing you. And then somewhere along the way, Lord, we're going to talk about what we do with what we hear. So I just bless everyone listening. And we thank you, God, for how much you love us. In Jesus' name. We started this today talking about the times when we feel like God is silent. We've really dealt and done away with, I think, the mindset that God's mad at me. I've done something that God doesn't want to talk to me. I don't think it's that. Again, it doesn't hurt to do a little introspection. It doesn't hurt to look at ourselves a little bit. God does want to speak to us. There are times that he's going to be silent. And if you're really used to hearing the Lord, maybe those times of silence is to drive you back to the written word. Let's don't ever forget that part.
Amen. Hey, guys out there, if you guys like what you're hearing, you can tell your family and friends that they would go out and download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy. You can get it on your preferred platform, which is all the different types, your iPhone, your Spotify, all kinds of places. And for Gabe Edney, Andy Taylor, we'll be back on the next go. You can get more about the Kingdom Cowboy at andyrtaylor.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.